Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Great to have John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house here every Tuesday. John, good to see you. Hey, you want to stick around for the 9 o'clock hour too? Perfect. All right. Well, before I jump into the whole laundry list of stuff to talk about here this morning, what do you want to talk about? Because usually I ask you off air, hey, what do you want to talk about this morning? And then 2 hours later, we never get to it. So let's start there with what you want to talk about.
Really, the biggest thing on the table is what we were just talking about before. But like we always do, like we forget that the music's coming up. We're like, oh, get your headphone on.
Yeah, we were yapping off air about, hey, what's really going on with this, you know, successful strike by Ukraine against these Russian nuclear bombers. They took out, 40% of their fleet of nuclear bombers with a surprise drone attack. Sounded like a brilliant operation. But obviously there's some folks that are saying, hey, you know, President Trump is pushing peace talks. What will this do? Will this force the peace talks a little bit further, or could it blow up the peace talks? That was kind of the question I think you were throwing out, right?
Well, the question is, where did this come from? Because they say they've been working on this for up to 18 months. You know, you hear a year, 18 months. In other words, this was conceived under the Biden regime, right? Now, what did Biden's people do from November all the way till Trump's inauguration? They basically mined the battlefield everywhere they could, throwing hundreds of billions of dollars out the door. They mined the battlefield. So do you think it's possible they went ahead and wrapped up this little guerrilla operation, put a bow on it, gave it over to Zelensky and said, execute when you think, you know, Trump is getting you in the middle of these peace talks because we don't want this war to end? Because you look at it, why would President Trump greenlight an operation a day before peace talks? Right. And this is some nasty stuff here, Aaron. These bombers, you know why they were out there in the open, able to be bombed? Did you hear that?
It's part of our treaties. They're supposed to be out in the open, yes.
Yeah, so this is part of a treaty that they're supposed to be parked there. So this is essentially, if the U.S. was in any way involved, this is essentially a treaty violation that you're bombing those people, you know, where their planes were sitting because of a treaty. It's some nasty stuff.
Well, yeah, so the question is like, okay, so Senator Lindsey Graham, and who was the other guy that just traveled
to Ukraine? Dick Blumenthal.
That's right, yeah, because I saw General Michael Flynn was calling him Danang Dick Blumenthal, because he's the guy who lied about being a Vietnam veteran, right? Yeah. And so General Flynn has been going after these guys because I think basically, you know, the concern that somehow that we might get drawn into a World War III type scenario if things get too out of hand, right? But I've got to think that if President Trump was really ticked at what's going on, that there would be no containing Donald J. Trump. He would be tweeting about it. He would be posting about it, et cetera. But I think President Trump is ready to get this war over with, and I think he's ready to get both of them at the negotiating table and get it all done with.
Right. Yeah, I absolutely agree. But ask yourself, whenever in war do you get people to get to peace by escalation? That doesn't ever happen. What one side says, stop. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Get to the table, sit down and talk. Right?
Yeah, I guess we'll see in the days ahead. But I think Trump is getting a little irritated with both sides. So maybe he is okay with it happening to force Putin to finally come to the table a little more seriously.
It's June 3rd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is the day for the egg to break out of its shell. National Egg Day celebrates the tasty and nutritious food with 75 calories and 7 grams of protein, turning the egg into a superfood. A terror attack on London Bridge on this day in 2017. 8 people died when a band of terrorists drove a van through a pedestrian walkway on London Bridge. The men, armed with knives, got out of the van and started slashing people in a nearby market. A total of 48 people were injured and 3 terrorists were killed. American icon Billie Jean King wins her only French Open singles title, defeating Yvonne Goolagan of Australia in 1972. Born on this day in 1986, Spanish tennis star Rafael Nadal, also known as the King of the Clay Courts. And in 2016, boxing legend Muhammad Ali died at the age of 74. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
Man, a whole host of topics to cover here this morning, John. I figured what I'd do here today is take some notes. Okay, hey, let's save this topic for the 9 o'clock hour. Let's save a couple of topics for the 9 o'clock hour because there's just so much to get to. But, you know, the pride flag in Missoula. Missoula just voted last night. Two city council members voted against it to make the pride flag their official city flag, so they bowed to the woke gods. No big surprise there. Plus, the liberal mob in charge of the Montana Supreme Court is literally taking our taxpayer money and putting it in the pockets of their political allies and their political supporters. Such a massive scandal there. First, though, let's talk about the one big beautiful bill. The White House put out a fact sheet here. No, people will not literally die because of the one big beautiful bill. So the hoax coming from the Democrats right now, the White House calls this one of the Democrats' most disgusting lies about the one big beautiful bill, is that people would literally die because of this. We've had people literally die because of their illegal alien invasion and because of their promotion of crime in America and going soft on criminals and putting criminals back out on the streets. But now they want to make up false claims about people literally dying.
I can't really speak to this, Aaron, because I died from net neutrality. I died from Trump overturning net neutrality back in 2018. And I died so many times. I died from his first round of tax cuts back in 2018 and from net neutrality and just on and on and on. So even I'm like a zombie. I just keep coming back to life. That's all these people do for the last 10 years. Are you kidding me? And so anything that Republicans do, they're just going to kill people.
Demi Moore is making pottery right now, looking at the ghost of John Jackson. You know, remember that movie Ghost?
Oh my God.
That's a throwback.
Please. Yeah. Did you see this weaves right into Ukraine? Everybody's like, how did Aunt B, Lindsey Graham, get clearance along with Danang Dick to go over there? Well, lo and behold, late last night, there comes out a tweet from Aunt B where he's all in for the big, beautiful bill. Well, there you have it, gentlemen.
We'll green light your trip
as long as you're behind the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah, so basically the Democrats are big mad that their fraud, waste, and abuse of taxpayer Medicaid dollars going to illegal aliens is going to be stripped away.
Yep.
So they want the fraud, waste, and abuse to continue. They want their illegal aliens that they allowed to break into this country to continue getting Medicaid. But in reality, Medicaid is going to be strengthened for the actual American citizens who benefit from the program. But 1.4 million illegal aliens are going to be removed from the program. Not only that, but able-bodied adults. So if you're a grown man who should be working, who could be working, but is refusing to work, you'll still get the Medicaid under, you know, the Medicaid program. But you're going to have to work. You're going to have to go, you know, work just like the rest of us have to go to work.
What have you heard your whole life? I mean, I've been hearing this for 20, 25 years, that these entitlement programs, be they Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, they were going to be insolvent. You've been hearing that call for years. These programs, they've looted it, and they've overburdened it, our own government has, and that these things are going to be insolvent. Well, what does Joe Biden and the communists do? They decide they're going to put another how many millions of illegal aliens on the rolls of these very programs that are going belly up. Not only is it pushing us toward insolvency, but these people are not even citizens, and they get to come in here and take advantage of our program. There's not another country in the world that commits this fiscal suicide like the United States does.
How many people died, literally died? I got to say literally. I can't just say they died. They have to literally die. How many people, because Democrats figuratively die 1,000 deaths every day. Oh, I went to Target, and they don't have a pride display this year. I'm dying right now. So that's why we have to say literally died. How many people literally died from fentanyl? Wasn't it like 75,000 just last year alone? And yet, John, did you see this Washington Post headline? The mysterious drop in fentanyl seizures on the U.S.-Mexico border. Mysterious drop.
It's a riddle wrapped in a mystery, wrapped in an enigma, Aaron. No one knows why there's a drop in drug smuggling across the southern border. I mean, you can't. I mean, we really have to dedicate a task force to figure this out.
Yeah, why did... See, our friend Ken in Great Falls, when we were talking about illegal immigration and the wide open southern border and all the fentanyl flooding into America, he said it's not because of the open borders. It's because of our ports. That's why all the fentanyl's getting into America. It's because of the Postal Service. That's why all the fentanyl's getting into America. Yeah, blame those government employee union members for not finding the fentanyl. It's like... And now there's this mysterious drop in fentanyl seizures. Huh, I don't know how that happened.
How does that? How does closing the primary avenue of drugs entering the United States, how would that cause a drop in drug seizures? Ah, God, I mean, but we really got to get Ken on the phone here and figure this out for us.
Yeah, that's right. Call in, correct us right now, 406-294-0970. Let's see. Yeah, Stephen Chung. Odd job.
He's odd job.
Yeah. Odd job from the James Bond series. This guy's awesome. He says, the Washington Compost clearly suffers from Trump derangement syndrome. They can't stand that President Trump's strong border policies have led to a decrease in fentanyl coming into the United States. All right, we got phone lines open for you. We'll start with George in Billings right after this. So stand by. John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house as well.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The nice thing about writing the listing federal budget ship is that it's totally within our power to do so in an orderly way, at least today. But every time Congress passes laws to limit its spending, remember Graham Redmond Hollings? It finds ways to ignore them. State governments that have balanced budgets have, some better, some worse, those requirements written into their constitutions. Clearly a similar requirement must be adopted at the federal level, or one Congress's frugality will be gleefully undone by the next. An even more daunting task will be removing golden handcuffs, putting the giant entitlements off limits for budget discussions. Everything that spends money, with the exception of interest on the debt, needs to be on the table. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and even veterans benefits need overhauls just to make them financially sustainable. And just as Willie Sutton famously said when asked why he robbed banks, that's where the money is. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. A ban on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines will stand in certain states for now as the U.S. Supreme Court declines to hear challenges to them. The Supreme Court will not take up appeals, and that means firearms rights could be curtailed in at least two states. The first rejection is in connection with a case from Maryland where a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that the state's ban on semi-automatic modular rifles such as types modeled on the AR-15 and the AK-47 is within the power of that state to enact. Same for a case from Rhode Island where a ban on magazines holding more than 10 rounds will now surely remain law. The decisions to not take up these two cases were made 6-3 with the court's most conservative members in the minority. Justices Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch have said they would have, at the very least, taken up the matter. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines. Yeah, this is a topic. I was going to try to save this topic for the 9 o'clock hour, especially when our friends from Missoula jump in on the conversation. But what the heck, let's roll right into it. Yeah, last night, Representative Braxton Mitchell, Republican legislator out of Columbia Falls, shared the news. The Missoula City Council just voted 9-2 to make the pride flag the official flag of the city, an outrageous move that openly defies the spirit of House Bill 819, which I proudly sponsored, to keep political and ideological symbols off government property. These spaces should remain neutral. This is nothing more than a blatant attempt to hijack government property for political messaging and force an ideology onto the entire community using taxpayer dollars. Representative Braxton Mitchell says, I am working on a fix for next session to strengthen this law so Missoula can never pull a stunt like this again. I want to get John's take on this, but first let's go to George in Billings. George, what's your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. How is it going today?
Hey, George Blackard. Great. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, you bet. Well, so, you know, as our dear friend in Phillipsburg, Elena, pointed out a couple of years ago, you know, Montana Code Annotated states that these government offices will fly the POW/MIA flag under the U.S. flag anytime that they're displaying the U.S. flag. So it's also against flag code, U.S. flag code, to fly anything under the U.S. flag besides the POW/MIA flag. So the people that live up there, and actually the people all over the state, can keep an eye on this. If they start flying the rainbow flag on the same pole as the U.S. flag, then it's time to start making phone calls, sending them a reminder, and sending emails with references to Montana code and U.S. flag code, and tell them that, hey, you're breaking the law. Of course, the Montana code annotated is the law. U.S. flag code, we all know, there's really, it's the rule, but it's not necessarily a law. But, you know, that's a way we can kind of be a thorn in their side for pulling this stupid stunt.
Yeah, no, what a great point, George. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I was thinking of you and our friend Elena in Phillipsburg earlier this morning as well, because John, yeah, like George pointed out several years ago, you know, when George first joined us for Freedom Friday, we would oftentimes, every now and then, he would do a flag etiquette or like a flag code kind of update for our listeners. It was just kind of a fun Freedom Friday edition, and Elena called in with that one about how, you know, the law says you have to fly the POW/MIA flag on government buildings. I actually messaged a friend earlier this morning to say, hey, is Missoula even following the law to fly the POW/MIA flag? Because even if they made it their official city flag, I mean, great point there by George Blackard, how they fly that flag still matters.
Well, you said in that note, in the first note there, that breaking the spirit of the law. So is the guy saying they're not breaking the exact letter of the law?
So this already played out in Idaho. So Boise, Idaho did the same thing in their far left city government. So basically Missoula isn't even being original here. The liberals in Missoula are just, they're just copycatting what Boise, Idaho just did. So Idaho passed a bill to basically stop these political flags from being flown from government buildings. And then, of course, Braxton Mitchell got his bill signed into law by Governor Gianforte here in Montana. And then, but when the bill got signed into law in Idaho, Boise made the pride flag their official city flag in order to get around the law. That's why why Braxton talked about getting a fix
the
next session around. But, you know, my reaction also in part is like, you know what? Good for you, city of Missoula. Keep making this whole thing the joke that it really is. Because this whole woke Pride Month, Pride this, Pride that, it's in full retreat right now. People are sick of it. Yep. It's been exposed. In fact, as Matt Walsh pointed out, there's a great piece at thedailywire.com. He's talking about why Pride Month is now on life support. And he mentioned, you know, Boise, Idaho. They just had to cancel their Pride Month kickoff due to, quote, insufficient attendance. And so it's like, you know what, Missoula, you like keep flying your woke flag. People are sick of it. They're starting to reject this nonsense.
Well, ask yourself this one question. If we were over in Michigan right now and Gretchen Whitmer is the governor, and some city out there in Michigan decides they're going to fly the Confederate flag They're going to make that their official city flag. What do you suppose Gretchen Whitmer's office would do? I'll tell you right now what they would do. They would take every piece of state funds that they can deny to that city and cut them off. Okay? That's what conservatives do way too much. We sit out here and whine rather than using the power we have to stop this stuff. WWDD. What would Democrats do? Always think of that when you're looking at these questions.
Missoula, Montana doesn't want to follow state law, doesn't want to follow the spirit of the law. Well, we don't want to give you... Well, Missoula, Montana doesn't need to follow our state funding either.
There you go. That's how it goes. That's what Democrats would do. You know they would, Aaron.
Now, there's a similar crazy story coming out of Bozeman as well. Clint in Bozeman next up on the phone lines. Clint, what did you want to say about the city of Bozeman?
Well, there's nothing too good to say about the city of Bozeman, I think. What's happening to our city, I was born in Bozeman in 1934, and I come home from the service in 54, and we had 6,000 people here, and we all enjoyed it. We had the most beautiful drive coming in from Belgrade to Bozeman you ever saw in your life, with the trees on each side of the road. And mostly it was a farming community, and the people here were all farmers that had retired and went in to Bozeman to retire. Well, today, people like myself and other people that's in Bozeman that's been born and raised here are being forced, not myself so much, but a lot of people are being forced to sell their homes and everything because of the taxes and the rules and regulations that's being put upon the people here. It's pretty near unbearable for a lot of people. I've talked to a lot of people, and that's what they think.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Clint. Yeah, I thought about the same thing with this Missoula story. It's like, okay, whether you're conservative, Democrat, LGBTQ, I guess they're putting a U in there now, too. It's LGBTQI something, something.
Oh, who knows?
I saw some Missoula deal that a listener sent, and it's like, what's the U stand for? Nobody knows. But I saw this, and it's like, you know what? No matter how you identify, the city and county of Missoula, which is run by Democrats, just took 20% more of your money in taxes. And so they will take that out of your pocket, whether you got a rainbow flag T-shirt or an American flag T-shirt. They are still going to take more of your money. You are all being played for a bunch of fools because you think, oh, they're flying our rainbow flag. Yay. They're still going to take your money and a lot of it.
Well, we were talking last night on our spaces about New York. And I don't know if you've heard, you know, they've got several people up for going to run for mayor this next time, including this nutbag far-left radical Muslim guy. And everybody's like, oh, man, we have to prop up somebody else. God forbid this Muslim guy would get it. And I take the other tack, just like with Missoula. I want this Muslim guy to be the mayor of New York because I want that place to look like Escape from New York. I want the only person that can go see a play in New York is going to be Snake Plissken. Okay, that's it. I want... Same thing with Missoula. Let them fly the flag. Let them do everything they want. I want those people to tap out over there. They haven't reached their pain threshold yet, so let's let them inflict as much pain over there on their own citizens as they can until they tap out.
Well, look, I sometimes things, and you've dealt with drug addicts over the years in your federal law enforcement career, right? Sometimes things got to get worse, way worse, before they get better. I fully believe that our country is now moving in the right direction, and why did we have to suffer through all this COVID-19 BS, these stupid policies? Why do we have to suffer through this illegal alien invasion? Why does Missoula have to suffer with a 20% tax hike in the city and the county? Well, because you keep voting for this stuff, or you keep allowing this stuff to happen. And I think that, like, I think our country is now pushing back. The reason why Pride Month is now on life support, as Matt Walsh wrote for the Daily Wire, is because they went too far with this stuff. They went so far that now people are rejecting it. They don't even corporations like Target, which has always been a woke company, doesn't have a pride display in their Southern California Target store. People are pushing back on it. They've had enough of this. And so, yeah, okay, Missoula, keep it up with your stupid antics. Why don't you fix the transient crisis you've got? Why don't you fix so many other problems? Why don't you stop taxing your residents 20% more, regardless of how they identify? Speaking of Bozeman, the Bozeman Daily Chronicle is featuring a Bozeman Pride rally there. John, it's called No Queer Left Behind. That's how they named this rally. I thought that was a bad word that you're not supposed to say. And here they are, No Queer Left Behind. This was their big LGBTQ blah, 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 whatever rally where they were propping up Zoe Zephyr and the rest of the crew.
When was that? Was that a year ago, 2 years ago? You remember when that train derailed up the line up there, went into the Yellowstone River, and everybody's worried about what chemicals were in those train cars? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember, I was really trying to find out because it was a national story, and everybody's hitting me on Twitter. What's going on with this?
Repoint. Yeah, the bridge went out, and the freight train went in the river, and it was basically cement or... Yeah. Type materials. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm looking for who would know, who is keeping track of this. So I think, okay, the Billings Gazette, because they're the biggest news downstream from there. So I keep refreshing their page. You know what their constant news headline that whole day was? The Billings Pride Parade will go on as planned.
Forget about the train crash. What's in the river?
Don't forget about the toxic crap that just went into the Yellowstone River. Be there for the Pride Parade.
And of course, you know, it wasn't that bad. They got it cleaned up, thankfully. But yeah, like, people, obviously, what matters more? Promotes the Pride Parade.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. I should just read the one-liner that our producer, Caden, just sent my way. But it sounds like we got a great call on the phone lines here. Let's see. Chris in Manhattan. Chris, what's going on? Thanks for the call.
Well, I celebrated Gay Pride Month by fishing for the LGBTQ trout.
Yeah, because I don't know, was there a train wreck or something?
No, it's the rainbow trout.
The rainbow trout, that's right, yes, yeah. Oh, man, yeah. Where'd you go fishing at?
Caney Ferry.
Okay, nice.
And I caught a couple, so it was successful.
Did you catch some walleye, too? Walleye is some of the best-eating fish out there.
Oh, no, the walleye avoided us, but we did catch some carp.
Yep, yeah. That's funny. I'd imagine the talking about the river and the Billings Gazette, you caring more about a... you know, Pride Month, news story than, you know, an actual big news story about a freight train crashing into the river. Yeah, that was funny. All right, Chris, thanks for the call. Let's see. Next up, let's go to the mighty Human Z. Z, what's going on?
Great Lakes, greetings, gentlemen. I heard you talk about my favorite governor, Governor Folderface, but that's not my purpose for calling today. You know, the Democrats have a secret weapon to lure conservative men away from the party, away from the cause, to their cause. And that is none other than Jabba the Hutt in a wig, Miss Olivia Giuliani, who says, and I'm reading it to you as I look at her rotund visage here, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. She's the love bomb, baby. Love bomb, baby. Your love just blows me away. Thank you.
All right, Z, great to hear from you. Who's the gal that he's referring to? I'm not familiar with her.
She's a like a Democrat operative and a online personality, and they've somehow sent her out there to represent the Democrats and talk about how to get to talk to men, and she is not a small gal, let's put it that way. She's rather large and rather homely, and everybody's just making fun of her because of that. But yeah, you've heard that. That's like what Z's talking about. Is they're out there trying to figure out how they can lure men back in. Well, stop stop having people like Tim Walz as your figureheads. That might help.
Yeah. That reminds me, I don't know if you saw this on Jesse Waters' show last night. He had several great highlights in his opening segment here. But there's a podcast called Brilliant Idiots or something like that. It's a liberal white guy, and he had that Charlemagne guy on, you know, the popular black kind of left-wing radio host who's, anyway, and they were going on about just how out of touch the Democrats are and how they aren't even involved in normal, everyday American culture.
I don't think that they can continue with the current elites that are in power. I don't think with Pelosi.
They got to go.
They've lost the people.
I just told Chris this. These are culture wars.
Yeah, and the Democrats just don't know how to play culture.
They have
you want
no
to know why they don't know?
Idea.
Because they're not in the culture. They're in Ivy League institutions. They're on Upper East Side of New York. They're handing out of fancy dinners. They're patting themselves on the back on golf courses. They are not in with the regular people. Now, you could say the same thing about Trump. You could say on paper the exact same thing about Trump and the Republicans. But then why do they keep doing this?
Because
they are in culture.
Democrats are scrambling to find a new face. And the only thing they can agree on is no more Kamala. Some don't even want her to run for California governor.
All right, and then that basically comes on the heels. There was a CNN report. It was CNN's own pollster who was saying that they were just flabbergasted on CNN. Townhall.com reported on this, that the Democrats have officially lost the middle class. They have lost working class people altogether.
And you see a lot of these people. You see Charlemagne, a lot of these strategists out here, Bill Maher. They're like trying to bring the Democrats back into the fold so they can win some elections. But see, I got news for them. It's not going to happen. And you know why? Do you remember from The Wizard of Oz where the Wicked Witch, she got out there, she set loose her flying monkeys on everybody. Fly, my pretties, fly, fly, fly. Well, see, that's what the Democrats have been doing since Obama. They took the far left wing of their party and set them loose. They let the animals out of the cage to use them to attack us. Well, guess what now? That's been 15, 16 years ago, and the animals are running the place. The lunatics are running the asylum, and you're not going to get them back in the cage, try as you might.
Well, and that kind of goes back to this whole Matt Walsh piece about Pride Month being on life support. And, you know, Boise did their woke virtue signaling with the Pride flag, just like Missoula copycatted last night. But then they couldn't even get enough people to show up for their kickoff Pride Month event. But you've got corporation after corporation that is now also abandoning all this Pride Month pride. And so it's just interesting. But Charlie Kirk pointed out how all of these LGBTQ organizations across the country are reporting substantial cuts in funding due to the Trump administration ending DEI programs. So, John, you think about this. It's like, oh, wow, here we go. Yet another example of where our taxpayer funds have been used against us. You know, if you live in Livingston, Montana, and you wonder why there's a bunch of practically all naked men dancing in the streets in front of children, it's because your taxpayer dollars were being used by the Democrats to promote this stuff and shove it in your faces.
Well, that's what we used to always talk about as conservatives, as people like George Soros and this guy, Vies, you know, the guy you always talk about, the big billionaires.
Hans Vies,
these big billionaires, and how they were causing all this, and they were funding all this. Oh, no. Biden and COVID and the Republicans changed that all in 2020. And see, now they've just figured out they can just scam us all, load up these budgets with our tax money, and we're funding all this craziness anymore. Not George Soros.
Soros and Vies provide the seed money. Then they steal the rest from we the people, the taxpayers, which ties into the Montana Supreme Court and a topic I want to bring up in the 9 o'clock hour for sure. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Francis in Big Fork. Francis, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, one thing, we don't go to Missoula because of all their pride stuff. We just ignore that city.
Shop local,
and
huh?
So we can go to Great Falls or somewhere else. Anyhow, or Kalispell, where we mostly do our shopping, and Big Fork. And, you know, I think that maybe some, you know, on this deal with the drones in Russia, well, if it was 18 months, Trump can't get blamed for it. So that's wonderful, but they'll try anyhow. But I wonder who did it. Was it us, or was it the Israelis, or...
Well, Ukraine officially. Ukraine officially.
Brilliant operation.
Yeah, brilliant operation. I saw the photos.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Where they had all these drones basically hidden under the top panel of a shipping container. So if you had a shipping container, the drones were basically kind of in a hidden panel buried under the top of the panel. Yeah. Francis, you had something to say about the terrorist attack in Colorado as well. What's your thoughts there?
Well, I think that all these schools that preach all this hate and the Democrat Party, all they do is preach hate. That's one reason Tulsi Gabbard said that she couldn't believe she went to a meeting with the Democrats. It was all hate.
Yeah, great point. And, yeah, especially when it comes to the terrorist attack down in Colorado with this radical Islamic terrorist, illegal alien. The very same college campuses, elite institutions that Charlemagne was talking about and how these Democrats and their little elitist bubbles, they're the very same elitist bubbles that have been fueling this anti-Semitic hatred all across America.
And what did we just have the other day? Two Jewish people assassinated outside the embassy. This is going all over the place. It is not just these wackadoos carrying signs at universities. This is spreading out everywhere into the global intifada. And this is going to keep on. I mean, until... The Trump administration is going to have to go back to a George W. Bush footing as far as radical Islam. They are going to have to put the FBI all over this, surveilling mosques, surveilling all of these people, and really getting on top of this, or it's going to go out of control.
But it's also why we need to get every single one of these criminal illegal aliens out of this country as fast as possible. But, 2 million gotaways alone, 21 million illegal aliens is the latest estimates we've been hearing. Mike in Big Timber, what's your thoughts?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. My thoughts is that you want to stem this particular tide of terrorism, make justice swift and final. Take care of these people like they did in the old days. You get them convicted quickly, not at the taxpayer expense, putting them up with three hot meals and a cot. You take care of them, and justice is swift and final. I do believe it might mitigate the problem. Yeah, what do you think?
Instead of pampering all these criminals, which was what it seems like our system has turned into, unfortunately, so many times. Yeah, great point, Mike. Thanks for the call. Quick break. More to follow right after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And at what point does anyone ask the tough question, is there any degree of elder abuse here? Because it had to be worse behind the scenes. I think you saw the best of him. And Congressman Seth Moulton on with Bill Maher over the weekend saying part of the reason for the cover-up of Biden's mental fitness is because Democrats feared being honest would help Donald Trump. We also found out over the weekend, and this doesn't surprise me because we were calling it out at the time. Remember, they would not go to East Palestine. They were too busy. And now we find out the Biden White House insisted families were safe publicly, but they found that it was toxic and could cause cancer and warned of a cancer cluster. And they weren't telling the people of East Palestine.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags, hand-sewn, to deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250, keyword save now, support our veterans, and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Duran Duran teasing new music, sharing a post on social media, captioning it, "Working with our good friend Niall at Abbey Road Studios this weekend. Stay tuned." The reunion marks the first time Niall Rogers and Duran Duran have worked together in nearly a decade. Rogers remixed the band's first Billboard number one single, The Reflex, in 1984, and a renowned 90s rock band releases its first new music in 25 years. Pavement released a soundtrack for the band's upcoming documentary, including a new song, which marks Pavement's first new material since the band's 1999 EP, Major Leagues. The film, titled Pavements, chronicles the band's rise to fame in the 90s, blending behind-the-scenes footage and actor portrayals. It has a wide release set Friday. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, looking at the aftermath of some major operations to do interior immigration enforcement. What's next for the Trump administration, and what are the courts doing trying to slow this thing down? We'll talk about that. Plus, we'll be joined by our friend Ryan Gruduski of the Clay and Buck Podcast Network on Trump's numbers going into month six.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I kind of want to do a random finish here to the 8 o'clock hour, and then we got a lot to talk about with John coming up at the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. Let me get to the messages here on our Montana Talks app, though. First, on a serious note, Lori in Billings sent us a great message here. Let me see. But John, I don't know if you saw this story. KTVQ Television has a story about how the Billings City Council is looking to cut the police department. Because of property tax relief out of Helena, the city of Billings is claiming they have to cut public safety. What the heck? Well, let me tell you what Lori said first. She says, every election, this was from Lori in Billings, every election we are asked to pay more for the police because population and crime are up. But now they want to use that money for other stuff and leave us hanging with the crime and a weakened enforcement team. She says, stupid politicians. This is, it's just like, oh, really? That's the first place you have to cut, huh?
Oh, no, no. That is a crock of Adam Schiff. And we've been hit. We hear this. Where did you hear this? From Deep Blue Wackadoo, Denver, Colorado. They said the same thing. I think it was last year. Right? They were going to cut. I think they cut the police department to give the money to illegals. You remember that? Because they don't want to get into their pet projects. They don't want to cut any of their pet projects.
Can't
out
cut
there.
The woke stuff. Oh, no. Cut the public safety.
So, see, they'll cut the police. Oh, see, that'll scare everybody into, okay, we got to have another tax hike here to help the police, you know. No. Because I'm calling your bluff, guys. Billy City Council, do it. Let's see it. I want to see it. We're calling your bluff right now. Do it. Cut the police.
David Noble made this point when these discussions first came up, these threats first came up, and he's like, you have empty city buses driving around Billings, but yet your first thing is let's cut the police, right?
Do it.
And we know they're making more money because they've gotten more taxpayers because of all the growth in this state. More people paying taxes means you got more money. So if we get a little bit relief, anyway, it's just so obnoxious that they do this every time. Another message we got here on the Montana Talks app. This is a great one here, John. You know, earlier we were talking about, you know, people literally dying from the illegal alien invasion, fentanyl and more. And then people figuratively dying. You know, the left, they're always dying. I'm dying because, you know, they don't have their pride display at Target today or something. So, you know, yeah, that's why you have to distinguish literally dying versus figuratively dying. But App Patriot Girl in Charlotte writes in, I died in the Biden's great winter of death for being for being unvaccinated. So she died in Biden's great winter of death for being unvaccinated.
Oh, my God. Do you remember? I mean, that was just one of Biden's best lines ever. You know, like when he gets up and does his angry man thing, you know, with the red background. He looks like Mussolini, you know, pounding his fist.
Yeah, he's got the Beavis and Butthead fist thing going. Yeah.
The great winter. Remember when he was losing patience with all of us because we wouldn't get vaxxed? I was just so vexed that he was losing patience with me, Aaron.
It really, you were grief-stricken for days over that one, I remember. The random finish, though, to the 8 o'clock hour here, this was a Daily Interlake article that caught my eye a while back here. They're proposing a road diet for Main Street. That's what the city of Kalispell is looking. They're looking at a Main Street road diet. Okay, they already have a bypass to divert a lot of the traffic from Main Street, downtown Kalispell. But now they want to limit the number of lanes for people to move through downtown Kalispell. So whenever I hear road diet, it's like, oh, great. They're going to try to do what Missoula does, which is, even though we have all this traffic, we're going to have fewer lanes for traffic. And then we're going to put in a massive bike lane. And then all it does is lead to more congestion and more problems. And nobody's using the bike lane anyway. That's what it sounds like to me.
What do you think all the merchants downtown think about that?
Some like it because they think it might help with foot traffic, but a lot are also against it because they think it's just going to create more havoc and make it harder to get to the shop.
Yeah, people just don't want to go down there. Yeah.
That could happen, yeah. Anyway, interesting story.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.